Cork's UCC is celebrating sustainable success as it paves the way as a global leader in becoming one of the greenest college campuses on earth. UCC became the first university in the world to be awarded a green flag in 2010, and since then has continued its efforts in sustainable practices by going plastic-free, and most recently broke a record in securing 5 green flag awards, the only university in the world to do so. Joined with me is Environmental and Sustainability Officer of UCC Student Union, Dervila Richardson, on what inspired the change.
It was essentially modelled off, you know, the Green School programme. So it was students who had been in green schools who then ended up going into the university and seeing all of these changes they thought that would be able to be implemented at the time that would have been similar to their own school. So kind of small things, but the stuff that UCC wasn't doing, and they approached Antosca and they asked, is this something that we'd be able to do? Would we be able to, you know, get a green campus? And they started the process then into getting the green flag. No, a lot of our green initiatives, they're student-led. It's actually something UCC is quite proud of. So we kind of have a saying in UCC that it's student-led, research-informed and practice-focused. Yeah, but that's not to say that there aren't lots and lots and lots of staff who are really pushing for this change as well. There's Dr. Maria Curran, who's the head of the Sustainability and Climate Action Office. She's one of the students who started the push for the green flag in 2010. So, but she's now employed by UCC and is working on this at a quite a higher level. But yes, it's the kind of push for the plastic-free did come from students.
Plastic-free UCC is one of the many sustainable efforts made to phase out and eliminate single-use plastic, bottles and coffee cups across facilities on campus. It was introduced in 2023, and within the first year, almost 2 million single-use plastic cups were avoided on campus and prevented from landfill.
The plastic-free campus, so that came about, students, I suppose, were overwhelmed by the amount of plastic consumption on campus, and they signed a petition that had over 8,000 signatures calling for the campus to move away from plastic. So it's kind of initiatives such as those that are then recognised by the Green Campus, I suppose, in terms of then being able to be awarded the flag. So it's kind of innovative green initiatives and you're constantly showing improvement in. That is kind of where you'd get the recognition for, if that makes sense. You know, it's a process and these things, they do take time in their implementation. But I suppose our best success with it so far is that we have banned disposable cups on campus. So people will use reusable cups, and we have a system in place, like a deposit return kind of system, where students can pay €2 deposit on a coffee cup, and then we've saved a lot of plastic waste in that regard. So I think since January last year, we've saved over 1.7 million cups from going to landfill. Which is just, I suppose, an incredible achievement. The coffee cups, I think, were quite happy to get on board with that. I think with the plastic bottles, it was kind of a little bit more challenging sometimes to get people to get. Yeah, and overall, the people were quite happy to do it. But I think it's when there's alternatives in place for people, you know, as a consumer, then it's a quite an easy change to make. Like, it would be quite a hard thing to implement if UCC didn't have the cup deposit scheme in place, because then they would, you wouldn't be able to get a coffee if you didn't have your own cup with you. So I think it's having those supports in place makes it quite an easy transition for students, really, and for staff alike.
There are many other initiatives under UCC's Green Campus, including a community garden, biodiverse spaces with the wildflower meadow, and plans are in the pipeline for the campus to be zero waste by 2030, as well as ambitious plans to be a carbon neutral campus by 2040.
And most recently, in December of last year, UCC endorsed the FOSTU Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is a proposed international agreement for countries to phase out fossil fuels, to build on renewable energy, and to ensure a just transition. So there is, I suppose, there's quite a variety of things. There's and then at the local level, then again, there's the community garden. There's the Green Shoots program, which also falls underneath Green Campus, which is a program that's designed to encourage students to spend time in nature for their well-being. We have a lot of, I suppose, green spaces on campus, but we have a wildflower meadows, and there's other spaces that are being rewilded, which is really nice, and it's just trying to, I suppose, give NOAA to ensure that there is biodiversity on our campus. But it's quite an ambitious plan. But I suppose people would have said that about the plastic free policy as well before that came in. And you know, about that, like, maybe we wouldn't have been able to get rid of the coffee cups and, you know, the plastic bottles, etc. But I suppose with this other plan, we intend to make UCC a zero waste campus. And then there's those other elements as well about getting the, you know, the sustainable development goals, like, incorporated throughout like teaching and learning. There's actually an incredible program that you can take, an undergraduate program in UCC at the moment, which is the BSc in International Development. And it's a program that focuses on all of the sustainable development goals and about sustainable development and how to come at that with an intersectional approach. But UCC are hoping as well to develop a sustainability undergraduate program to go alongside that program too, which is great.
For more information on UCC sustainability goals and green campus initiatives, go to ucc.ie/greencampus. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.